So let's review. The Gemara says, Shalcha Leila Avod Dishmu, Yevama Shiraka Ka Tachlitz. A Yevama who performed Rikika must continue and perform Chalitza. Mechlal, the Ifsala La Me'achen. This implies that through Rikika she's disqualified from Yibum. The Gemara says that this must be the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, because the Braisa states, Chalitza V'loi Raka Ka V'loi Kura. Yevama who performed Chalitza, removing the shoe, but omitted Rikika spitting out, and Kriya recitation, Chalitza Sekshera, the Chalitza is effective. She may marry anyone because Chalitza alone is effective. Rakuka v'le Chalitza v'le Kra, if she performed Rikika but omitted Chalitza and Kriya, Chalitza Sapsula, the Chalitza is not effective. As the Gemara will explain, Rikika alone is not effective, Lemishtri la'alma, to allow her to remarry. However, she's Pesula le'ibum, disqualified for Yibum. If she performed Rikika, but omitted Rikika and Chalitza, in Kambeis Meichush, the Chalitza is not effective at all. Kriya alone accomplishes nothing, and she's Muteris Liyibum, permitted for Yibum. This Braisa cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, because the Braisa states, Chalitza b'le Rikaka b'le Kra Chalitza Sekshera. If she omitted Rikika, the Chalitza is effective, and Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah, Chalitza b'kra avle Rikaka, Chalitza Sapsula. If she omitted Rikika, the Chalitza is not effective, because Davushu Maitzim Akiv. Al Pshita Rebbe Akiva. Therefore, the Braisa must be the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, who says in the Mishnah, Loi Rikaka Chalitza Sekshera. If she omitted Rikika, the Chalitza is effective, because only Davushu Maitzim Be'ish Me'akiv Lafuki Rikika. And the Braisa also states that Rikaka Vele Chalitza Vele Kra Chalitza Sapsula. Rikika alone is not effective. Now, we cannot say that the Braisa is teaching Chalitza Sapsula, that the Chalitza is not effective, Lemishri Li'alma, to allow her to remarry, because Pshita, that's obvious. Mihavi Chalitza Dishdarya Li'alma? Is Rikika alone a Chalitza to allow her to remarry? Certainly not. And Allah La'achen, it must be referring to Lifsel Achen Li'ibum, that once she performed Rikika, she is disqualified for Yibum. Shema Minah Di'ifsla Mem Achen, we see that according to Rabbi Kiva, Rikika disqualifies for Yibum, as Avua the Shmuel taught. Moreover, if she only performed Kriya, the Braisa says Inkam Beis Meichush, that she is still eligible for Yibum. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Kiva, that both Rikika and Kriya are not Ma'akev, Maishna Rikika or Maishna Kriya, what is the difference between Rikika and Kriya regarding the Ifsala Mi'achen, that she is no longer eligible for Yibum? The Gemara explains that the procedure of Chalitza is as follows. Kriya, Chalitza, Rikika, Kriya. Therefore, Kriya de'isa bein b'tchila bein b'saiv, since Kriya is performed twice, at the beginning and at the end of the procedure, lo mechalfalei. If one were to see her perform Kriya, they won't assume that she already performed Chalitza, because they will assume that this was only the initial Kriya. Therefore, since there is no mistaken assumption for Chalitza, mutaris li'avim, she may still perform Yibim after Kriya. However, Rikika de b'tchila le'asol b'saiv isa, Rikika is only performed after Chalitza, mechalfalei. If one were to see her perform Rikika, they will assume that she already performed Chalitza. If we would allow her to perform Yibum, Asu Lemishri Chalutz La'achen, people will think, yes, Yibum Lachar Chalitza. Yibum is Mutter after Chalitza. And it's actually Asur because of Kibin Shleibana, Shub La'yivna. Therefore, Asur Le'yavim, she may not perform Yibum after Rikika. The Gemara mentions another version that Sholchu Le'lavu Dishmo. Yivama Sherekoka Tachlitz. A Yevama who already performed Rikika continues only with Chalitza, and although the Rikika preceded the Chalitza, in the Tzricha Lorek Pamacheres, she's not required to repeat Rikika after the Chalitza, because Kesidron Lemakva, the sequence of Chalitza is not Miakiv. As the Braisa states, there is no difference ben Shehiktim Chalitza LeRikika, ben Shehiktim Rikika LeChalitza, Masha Asa Asui, the Chalitza is effective. The Gemara asks, "V'teriku ma'bakach, why can she not repeat Rikika and perform Chalitza in its correct sequence?" The Gemara answers, "Nafig minei churva. This will cause a problem. Di'i amri tahad v'tiruk, amri Rikika kamaisa lesba mashasha. If we will require her to repeat the Rikika, people will assume that her initial Rikika was not effective, and she's muteris liyavim, eligible for Yibum. And when performing Yibum after the initial Rikika, people will assume that she already performed Chalitza, and v'yesh yibum lachar Chalitza, v'as lemishri chalutz la'achem. Therefore, in the tzricha l'arug pamacheres." The Gemara continues with a question. Yavama, whose hands are missing, is a chalitza performed with her teeth effective? The Gemara answers, Miksiv v'chaltza b'yad? The pasuk doesn't specify using a hand, therefore the chalitza is effective. The Gemara says, Yavama sherekaka dam. Yavama performed rekika and she emitted blood, but did not emit reik saliva. Tachlitz, the rekika is acceptable, and the chalitza is effective. Because there is definitely some saliva mixed into the blood. And since the pasuk does not specify v'yerka reik, that she emit saliva only, a rekika of a mixture of blood and saliva is also acceptable. However, based on the braisa regarding zav, the Gemara makes the following distinction. Kan b'meitzetzes. When she sucks out the dam, that's when we say, i'ef shel adam b'lo tzechtzech reik. There's certainly some reik mixed into the blood, and the chalitza is effective. Kan b'sheises. However, if the dam is merely dripping by itself, ef shel adam b'lo tzechtzech reik, we cannot be certain that there is reik mixed into the blood, and the chalitza is not effective. The Mishnah continues. V'hachiletzes min ha-kotten. A chalitza performed with a minor yavam. Chalitza sabsula. The chalitza is not effective. Ketana shechalitza, a minor yavama who performed chalitza, tachlitz mishetagdal, she must repeat chalitza after she matures. Ve'imloi chalitza, chalitza sabsula. If she did not repeat chalitza, her initial chalitza is not effective. Amar b'yudim rav, zud divire meyer, the amar ish kosov b'parasha, v'makshinan ish alish. The Mishnah follows the opinion of a mayor, who derives from the pasuk, if the man does not wish to perform yibum, the yavama comes to bezin for chalitza. Ish, kasav b'parsha, the word ish refers to a mature man and teaches that the yavama must be a gadol to perform chalitza. And since the yavama is also mentioned in this pasuk, she's compared to the yavama in that she must also be a gadol to perform chalitza. Rabbi Yisi disagrees. Because ish kasav b'parsha, the pasuk refers only to the yavam regarding maturity. Isha ben gedola ben ketana. However, the yavama can be either a mature woman or a minor. Rabbani says, midvar v'shal beribi nilmad, ketana chiletzes pepu'utes. Even according to Rabbi Yosi that there is no age requirement for the yavama, she must minimally reach the age of pu'utes, approximately 6 or 7 years old, when she can already understand to some degree. Rava says, at shtegi lo einas nadar. She's only eligible for chalitza once she reaches the age of Einas Nadarim, 11 years old, in which her neder, her vow, is effective. However, the Gemara concludes, the final ruling is like Remeir, that she must attain maturity to be eligible for chalitza. The Mishnah concludes, chalitza bishnayim oy bishloisha. The Yavama that performed chalitza in the presence of 2 or 3 dayanim, v'nimtza echad men karv apostel, and one of the dayanim was a relative, or another disqualification, chalitza sabsula. The chalitza is disqualified. The chalitza is effective. And there was an incident in which the yavam and yavama performed chalitza while they were in confinement where there were no others present. The incident was presented to Rabbi Kiva, who ruled that the chalitza was effective.